Welcome back to the Business Greenhouse. This is a new year. It is 2020. So happy new year, everyone. And thank you for listening in 2019. And I hope that I am going to bring loads of value to you in 2020. I am actually still away at the moment and I'm not going to be putting out a proper episode today. But what I did want to do was to encourage you to listen to an interview that I did with Will Polson, who is a mindset strategist and coach. And it's really amazing. It's all around goal setting for both your personal life and your business. And I think as we come into the beginning of 2020, it's a really good time to think about setting goals for yourself and for your business. And Will and I chat about his idea of a North Star goal and how you then work that back to set 10-year goals, 5-year goals, 3-year goals, 1-year goals, and then you even break that down to kind of like 90-day and 30-day goals. So if you want help with setting goals for your business in 2020, you want to get an idea of how to do that, and also how a positive mindset can really help, and we talk about the importance of gratitude as well, then do have a listen to the episode. You can just continue listening to this because I have brought in the previous recording. And all that is left to say is thanks again for listening and hope you enjoy it and all the best for 2020. Today on the Business Greenhouse, I have Will Polston, who is a mindset strategist and is a coach that I have been working with over the last 3 months. And I've seen amazing results. And so I just wanted to get him on the Business Greenhouse to talk to us a bit more about what he does. So, Will, tell me a bit more about your mission in this world. You've got a very bold mission, which I'm sure you're going to achieve.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. I'm delighted to be able to be invited on and share some, hopefully, some nuggets that are going to be beneficial to those that are listening to this. So, yeah, first of all, thank you very much. In terms of my mission, so I've got a mission. I want to empower 1 billion people to transform excuses into results to benefit themselves, their family, their friends, their community, society, humanity, and have what I call the ripple effect.
Talk to me a bit about what you do with people when you're coaching them. And is it generally you're coaching business owners of a certain size, or do you...
So I love variety, and I love personal development. I mean, self-mastery is my highest value, and it's taken me on I'm an obsessed learner, which is quite ironic because back in school, I really wasn't the best in school and didn't really strive, but now I'm obsessed with learning. I learn every single day, but the spectrum of people that I work from is quite vast. So I work with one end of the spectrum is celebrities and professional athletes that are focusing on peak performance. And then the other end of the spectrum is I get the call when someone's about to commit suicide and I'm doing the intervention there. But yeah, the core that I work with, probably 70% of the people that I work with are what I call purpose-led entrepreneurs. So people that want to make a difference. They're in business because they see business as a vehicle to help other people rather than just make money per se. And that's what it is that I love doing. And I've become obsessed with human awareness and human potential and human behavior and finding out what it is that is the difference that makes the difference. And that's what I do. And I know there's a story that I shared at an event that you came to, which you particularly liked, which is a great way of explaining what it is that I do with people, known as the story of the Golden Buddha. And the story in itself sort of dates back to, well, for hundreds of years, but basically in 1957, a group of monks needed to relocate a sacred giant clay Buddha from their temple because a new road was going to be put through where it was located in Bangkok. And as they moved this giant monument, the monument began to crack. And as light was shone onto the statue, a glimmer and reflection was able to be seen. And the curious but confused crew started to break through these layers of what was centuries year old clay. And what was revealed was a lavish golden Buddha, which now is actually a priceless monument. And lots of people, so literally millions of people go and view this. But what historians believe is that the Buddha that had been discovered was originally covered with clay by Thai monks hundreds of years previous to this. And they did it because they realized their country was going to be attacked by the Burmese army. So these monks covered the Buddha in clay to avoid it being stolen. Now, unfortunately, all of the monks were killed in this attack, but the golden Buddha remained intact until it was discovered in 1957. And the meaning behind this is that every single one of us has a golden Buddha within us. And I believe that we're all born golden. When we were children, we had dreams. We all believed in fairness. We didn't place judgment on other people for how they looked or what they did or what ideas they had or where they lived. But what happens is as we've grown up, we become exposed to the realities of our environments and the opinions of others and influences of adults in our world, people that we respect. And what happens is we can sometimes experience hurt for expressing our beliefs and emotions. So we start to protect ourselves. So in essence, what we do, and the gist of this, the neuroscience behind it, is that over time we cover ourselves up and or certainly cover up what's golden about us rather than show it and risk being seen, stolen or damaged. And we do it in order to survive. So every time we're judged or criticized, we plaster a little bit of extra clay on, a little bit more. And every time we feel that emotional pain from that other person, we add another layer for protection, really. But obviously the real positive to this whole story is that eventually the golden Buddha was rediscovered. It took a bit of force to move it. That caused a crack. That crack allowed the gold to shine through. And in our lives, we often find something that moves us. And we have that moment where we say, look, there is value in me. I want to move forward. And what I love doing with people is enabling them to remove those layers and to be able to step forward into and basically get back in touch with the best and golden parts of themselves by thinking differently. And my whole ethos is very simple. If you think different, you can act differently. If you can act differently, you can get different results. And that's the crux of what we're doing, is we're enabling people to fulfill their potential, achieve what's capable for them and make a difference along the way.
Which is amazing. And I just love that story. I think it's so, I can just resonate with it so much. And I think we all do things to protect ourselves, don't we? Where, you know, you can see how we do cover ourselves in clay. And I do believe that the work that I've done with you really has, you know, removed that. And I feel like a different person, actually. And I think it's amazing that you managed to do that to help people uncover the golden Buddha inside of them. It must be such a great job to do that.
Yeah, it's certainly fulfilling. I mean, I've obviously got my own drivers as to what it is that I get out of it. I mean, I don't believe in altruistic acts. Ultimately, any altruistic acts, people go, oh, that must be great. You're doing all this great work. And it is, don't get me wrong. I love it, but I get a feeling from it too. You know, I'm about creating win-win situations. And when people would, like yourself, achieve great things, there's nothing that I love more, because that gives me a feeling of fulfillment, and that's the win-win, you know, and that. That's what I love about it, is knowing that impact's happening and people are moving forward. So I talk a lot about people. I love working with people to get great results, but live a fulfilled life and make a difference along the way. It's those, a combination of those three things.
Yeah, and actually that's something that my podcast is kind of focused on. I noticed you were talking about the purpose-led entrepreneurs, but I really believe that, yes, obviously it's important to make money, but it's more than just about making money. It's about making a positive impact on those around you, on your customers, on the people that work for you, on your family, on the environment. And that's kind of my idea for this podcast. And that's why it's great to talk to you, because obviously we're kind of aligned in that way. And so one of the questions, you know, I've got for you is, what can business owners do to look after themselves and keep a positive mindset? Because, you know, having run a business myself for 10 years, employing quite a lot of people, there's always ups and downs. There's always things that get thrown at you, and it can be really challenging. And it can also be like lonely, because sometimes you don't have anyone to talk these things through. And I think keeping a positive mindset can be really, really difficult.
Yeah. And look, the key thing to remember, and we'll sort of back step this, if that's okay, because
yeah.
It's a great question. My ethos, I talk about creating a North Star. And for me, a North Star is an ultimate goal. So what happens, a lot of people that set goals, and bearing in mind that the minority of the population are people that set goals. Most people sort of just drift through life, just floating on the river of life, and let the current take them wherever they're going to go. But those that do set goals, quite often the reason where they can get quite frustrated is they set lots of short-term goals, like year goals or three-year goals. And then the worst thing that happens is they achieve them, because then they achieve them and they just set another one and another one and another one, and they're never really moving forward. So I talk about having a North Star. which is an ultimate goal, which is the equivalent of trying to empty the sea with a spoon. You know, it's not something that you're necessarily going to achieve. And then we reverse engineer that to create what I call a North Star trajectory. So you have your ultimate goal, and then you have your 10-year, 5-year, 3-year, 1-year, 90-day, 30-day, 2-weekly goals. And they effectively become stepping stones or milestones to get you to where you ultimately want to be. And the theory behind this is very simple, that to my knowledge, nobody's ever been to the North Star, but for centuries we used it as a guiding light. And that's what your ultimate goal is. Now, when times get tough, as they do in business, you've got two options. You can look at them as challenges, or you can look at them as problems. Yeah. A challenge, for me, the difference between a challenge and a problem is a challenge is something you're inspired to tackle, and you're going to be inspired to tackle that if there is meaning to it. So if you've got a meaning, if you've got meaning in terms of what your North Star is and a why, a purpose, if you like. So when I talk about purpose driven entrepreneurs, what I mean is why driven entrepreneurs, that they have a meaningful, emotive why as to why they're doing the work that they do, that is congruent with their values, then those, when you get aligned with that, then what can happen is you can actually become grateful for those challenges. And that's the key. So a lot of people talk about positive thinking and negative thinking. And yes, whilst I do believe in the benefit of thinking positively, not everything can be positive all the time. But what we can do is be grateful, because quite often when people are negative, sort of in inverted commas, what they're really saying is they're fearful. Mm. But it's impossible to feel fear and gratitude at the same time. And the way that we feel gratitude is by taking a different perspective to the one that we're currently looking at. So we can, by altering our thinking, we can see a different perspective. When you change your perspective, you change your world, and you can actually feel grateful because everything that's happening is either a lesson or a blessing. And that can enable you to feel energized and want to keep striving through when you come up against these hurdles.
But basically what you're saying is it's going to be tricky to have a positive mindset or to be grateful for the challenges if you haven't actually done that piece of work, which is to identify your North Star and your reason for being and what's important to you. Because I suppose then when you have a challenge, you haven't got a reason to kind of push through. Is that right?
100%. Yeah, it's a bit like driving in the fog. You know, if for those that are listening to this that have driven in the fog, when you drive, and Emmy, you can relate to this. If you're driving in the fog, do you have to drive faster or slower?
Slower. I'm scared as well.
Is it more physically draining or less mentally draining?
Physically draining and mentally draining.
Right? All of these things that are impaired, is there more likelihood or less likelihood of an accident?
More likelihood,
right? So if we can lift the fog and we have a clear direction, then we can drive faster, there's less likelihood of an accident, we can relax into the car a little bit more because we know where we're going, and we can move forward in terms of what's going on because we've got that clarity. And there might be some traffic that comes our way, but if we still know where our end destination is and we're moving forward, it makes life a hell of a lot more of an enjoyable journey.
And I think, you know, I see that. I've seen that myself. It is, you know, sometimes you get overwhelmed and you lack clarity, and working with you has been brilliant because that's helped me get clarity. But I see that a lot with my clients. It's kind of like really overwhelming and they're not really sure where to start. And I can offer an outside perspective there, and it's fantastic. But I think that's something that a lot of people struggle with, is clarity and just knowing what to spend their time on and what to focus on. And probably that is because of the lack of actual goal setting.
Yeah, and that's why I think the best way to start, begin with the end in mind. You know, if you look at any, I've studied a lot of successful people, and yeah. What is it? What are the common traits? And there's so many. I mean, we couldn't list them all here, but lots of them, they begin with the end in mind. I mean, Napoleon Hill referred to it as the chief aim. The Greeks called it the telos. I call it the North Star. You know, these people, they have the end in mind. And if you look at a lot of successful business owners that go on to sell their businesses, they have thought about the end rather than thinking about the beginning. And we can reverse engineer it. It makes life a hell of a lot easier. Whereas most of us don't think about the first, we're trying to think about the next step rather than thinking about where we ultimately want to end up. And or ultimately strive towards, and that makes life a hell of a lot easier. My whole coaching philosophy is built around clarity, action, and accountability, those three principles. So we get clear on where you are, then we take action. And like you say, when you come up against action, you're going to get these challenges. Where you put yourself in terms of an emotional state is what's going to impact how you tackle those challenges, and being aware of that. And then obviously it moves into the next phase of action is ensuring that you can be as productive as possible. And there's lots of things that you can incorporate in that respect, like morning routines and things along those lines, to ensure you're as productive as possible as well.
I'd love to talk to you a bit more about the morning routine and productivity and why it matters, because I read a book. I can't remember what it is. I know you know what the book's called. Is it, what's it called, that book?
Which one?
Sorry. Expecting you to be psychic. The book that tells you to get up an hour earlier in the morning and do all these things.
Miracle Morning.
Yeah. So I read Miracle Morning a while ago. I kind of like bought into the idea of getting up early and doing all these kind of things, and I never did it. But then I came to your event, Unlock Your Potential, which was amazing, and you talked about the morning routine, and I have been doing it since then, and I have noticed a massive difference in myself. And I've also been having cold showers in the morning, which, much to, I was out with my brother and some friends last night, and I think they thought I was totally bonkers when I told them. But you know, I've seen that it's made a massive difference, and I'd love for you to talk a bit more about the morning routine and why it matters. And when you've talked about why it matters, then to kind of talk a bit more about each component of the morning routine and why we could do it and how it can help us.
Yeah. So what most of us have been conditioned to do is wake up and be reactive. So most of us have been conditioned. We wake up to the alarm, then we're just in reactive mode. We're doing everything for other people, whether that's responding to emails, whether that's responding to social media notifications, whether that's turning up to work at times someone else wants us to be there, so on and so forth. But what I find is that the most important person in the world is ourselves, right? And if what I mean by that is that if you're not looking after yourself to the best level you can, then you're not going to be able to serve other people to the best level you can. It's like the old age analogy. If you get on a plane and they say that the oxygen mask is going to fall down, they tell you to put your own oxygen mask on first. But most of us don't do that when it even comes to our day. So the idea of waking up an hour earlier for most people isn't just about getting up early and be part of the 5 a.m. hustle and grind club. It's about taking an hour out of your day, or getting up an hour earlier than when you need to start to be reactive, to have some time for you. I'm a big believer, if you start your day for you, you'll win your day. And my days, my productivity levels alone and my mental state of mind when I do my morning routine versus the days that I don't are worlds apart. And you won't know what we mean. Obviously, you've experienced it yourself now. You won't know what you mean until you've given it a go. Give it a 30-day crack and then stop it, and then you'll just wonder how you ever survived without it. It's one of those things that until you've experienced it,
I already feel like I'm kind of not addicted to it. I already feel that it's so good that there's no reason why I wouldn't do it. I mean, I actually don't do an hour. I get up at 6:30 and I have half an hour before the children wake up, and I do, you know, half an hour for me. And I just find that I can do so much more. I'm able to knock out loads of work. I'm taking the children to school. I'm fitting so much into my day. I'm doing all the things that are important to me. So I think it must work, mustn't it? And I think, like you said, it's so easy to just get out of bed and look at all the notifications and the emails and all those little pings of kind of mini anxiety or stress before you've even kind of like woken up and taken some time to think about yourself.
Yeah, without a doubt. And look, I believe success, however you want to define it, is 80% mindset, 20% skills and mechanics. You know, I've worked with dozens and dozens of people that have gone off and learned strategies to do certain things, and they paid a lot of money for those strategies. And what is it with some people in the room that mean they succeed and some don't? I put that down to their mindset. And if you can be getting yourself in the best possible mindset every day to tackle the day ahead, then it's going to serve you.
Well, thanks so much, Will. You have provided so much insight for the listeners, and I'm really happy that I got to chat to you on the Business Greenhouse. So thanks for coming on.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You can get all the show notes from my website, which is emmyfaust.com. And I always love to hear from you. So you can tweet me at emmyfaust and let me know your thoughts on this episode or anything you'd particularly like to hear about in future episodes. Looking forward to catching up again next week.